Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky. Existing chemical sensing devices can detect certain kinds of chemicals, explosives, or drugs at airports, for example, but these sensors are limited.
Experts say if you want to detect a wide variety of things, you're going to have very miniaturized devices. And that's the kind of thing nanotechnology will become good at.
Christine Peterson is Vice President for Public Policy at the Foresight Nanotech Institute. She told Earth and Sky that nanotechnology, the science of the invisibly small, will ultimately let scientists develop devices for sensing just about any chemical substance imaginable. And that'll create privacy issues.
One can imagine, perhaps, I'm speculating, that eventually federal education funding might be dependent on the deployment of these sensors in the classroom, so that if there's any students present who perhaps have been indulging the night before, alarms would ring, class would come to a halt, and those students might get in trouble.
Peterson said that society will have to grapple with the privacy issues that come with nanotechnology. Who is collecting the information? Is it being kept? Can it be used in court? Can it be used by insurance companies? Many questions whose answers belong to the future.
Tell us what you think at earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.